KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Thursday.
It's Throwback Thursday.
So, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I am good. What are you throwing back today?
What am I throwing back? A little something extra, I guess. I don't know. What are we going to throw back today? I just have to tell everybody what amazing special we had last night at the restaurant. It was wonderful.
Yes, it was.
So tonight is Thursday night. We're having lasagna.
Yes, we are.
If you want dinner, that's where it's going to be. Oh, too funny, huh?
Lasagna night.
Yeah, and tomorrow we are going to have some special guests with us.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have them from
El Zocalo.
El Zocalo and his other four places. Seoul in downtown Chandler, or on Chandler.
Chandler and Ray.
Arizona
bakery.
And Ray.
Yeah, Arizona and Ray, the bakery. And we're going to have all kinds of fun. So we'll be talking with them tomorrow. So that'll be a fun-filled day. We always enjoy meeting new people and talking about their restaurants and finding out where their passion lies and what got them started. And because it's a family-run business, and I think the whole family's involved. So that's always a nice thing to hear.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, we're going to be talking with the gentleman from Fusion, correct?
That's right. Fusion Burrito.
Chip?
Chip.
Right. He's going to be joining us and telling us all about his new restaurant on Gilbert Road and give us all kinds of ideas.
And his plans for the future, what he plans on doing with them. So.
Absolutely. So that'll be a lot of fun. But for Throwback Thursday, what are we going to start with? What are you going to throw back?
I don't know.
Maybe some trivia?
Yeah, well.
All right, let's throw back some trivia.
It's not really old trivia. It's just trivia, so.
So I think it's old.
Well, it is. This is from the
the archives. Let's go ahead and start out with trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. And don't forget about a second location off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center, right next to the AMC Theaters. And the trivia today is...
This trivia is from 1999. Okay, and what it is, okay, a couple of them left over from yesterday. What's a mixture of ground and diced ingredients mixed with eggs or mashed starchy vegetables such as potatoes that is coated in flour, eggs, and breadcrumbs or nuts and deep or shallow fried? What is that?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And what's an Italian round-shaped bread brushed with olive oil scented with rosemary? And what's an Egyptian dip made of eggplant? Okay, let me rephrase that. What's an Egyptian dip made with eggplant flesh, tahini, lemon juice, and garlic? And true or false, moussaka is a Moroccan dish. Is that true or false? And What is the meat used in Irish stew? And what's an ensalada? Okay.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. And I'm just going to stop with those for right now.
All right. So then we also have our Taste of Music today. It's brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs, special orders. No order is too small. If there's just something that you've been craving and would like, give us a call the day before, and we'll try and get that out for you right away. 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is...
where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song there is a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me some music.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar.
All right, that was our throwback song of the week.
And I won't sing it for you. How's that?
All right. And our survey question of the day is, when you go to a restaurant, have you ever walked out with the menus?
Because obviously you have.
We asked some of the time. Some of the time we didn't. But, you know.
That's not very nice. They're very expensive.
Well, I know that. We always tried to ask the manager if we could have one of their menus. So, and I've got this giant box down here full of them. And I'm going to use some of them for throwback stuff today.
All right.
All right.
Some of these menus have prices on them that are definitely from the 60s and 70s. I mean, and they are not, you know, elegant menus by any means. They're paper menus, so it's not like you went and took their hardback copies in this beautiful, you know, presented menu. Because I would say 99.9 of them are on paper. But they are original, and some of them are from all the restaurants that you've been in, obviously.
Obviously.
The Gato Gordo.
Mom and dad used to collect them too, because, you know, you'd have to know what was going on in the other restaurants and everything. So, you know, that's what we did. So, I mean, let's
the Coachman see. Steakhouse. Where's that located? The Coachman
the
Steakhouse.
The Coachman is in Southern California.
Southern California. And yeah. It's, you know, a single sheet menu. And it has beautiful writing on it.
A cold prime rib plate with tomato and cottage cheese for an entree.
A cold one, huh?
Yeah. $3.95.
A cold plate.
Yeah. And then, let's see, a chef salad with choice of dressing. $2.95.
Wow.
But, you know, the fun one here is our...
Do you know what year that one was?
That was in the...
That's one thing we need to do is actually put a date on our menus.
Yeah, this one was definitely in the early 70s, the Coachman, because that's when we lived down there. So, but this one, the Gato Gordo, that was one of our Mexican restaurants that we owned. And the fun part was on the back page, my dad put a glossary. The official Gato Gordo's glossary. Everything you always wanted to know about Gato Gordo's, but was afraid to ask. Okay. Beer, cerveza. Doctors recommend drinking at least 5 gallons with every meal.
Nice.
Chihuahua bag. Used to take home Mexican food leftovers. You would be amazed at how many people have chihuahuas. Chili pepper. Used primarily as a spice. However, there have been reports of Southern Oregon State College students sitting on chili while studying for exams, hence the term cramming.
That's disgusting. Your dad put this on there. That is disgusting.
Extensive wine list, something not found at the Gato Gordo. Great Mexican restaurants, all the places we copied our neat ideas from. Hot plate, what everyone touches the second the waitress tells them it's hot.
That is so true. No, it's not hot. Ah!
Lettuce, used to fill gaps on the plate. Make it look fuller. Manager, peculiar, orangutan-like human. Hated by the help, loved by the customers. Hard to find, usually found running naked in the garden out back. Answers to John, which was my dad. Manager,
owner.
So
he's an exhibitionist too, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, he did what he had to do. Tempe's Revenge. Something you get if you eat at any other Mexican restaurant. Tip, something the waitresses pray for. John's pretty tight with the payroll. Tortillas, gato gordos. Madre makes all our tortillas. Please eat as many as you can. We need the dough. And need as me as in K-N-E-A-D and dough as in D-O-U-G-H. We need the dough.
I get it.
Water. We have our water flown in daily from Mexico. John wants everything authentic.
So don't drink the water.
Your hosts, John and Sandy Filman, my mom and daddy.
Oh, how funny. That is, I cannot believe he's got that at the end. That's too funny.
Yep. So, Manny was on there. Now he's gone. Sorry about that, Manny. Give me a call back and I'll pick up the phone. So, what do you got to throw back?
What do I have to throw back? Well, obviously, you know, my parents did not have restaurants, so I can't really throw back anything on that one. I can throw back to all my favorite foods. You know, I think all the foods that you eat between sixth grade and high school stay with you forever. Those are your comfort foods. So yeah. Whatever you want to feed your children or grandchildren between those years, better be careful, because that's what their go-to food's going to be for the rest of their lives.
There's a good chance of that, yeah.
I do. I mean, I had the salami. Oh, let's talk to Manny.
Okay, so Manny's on here again. Hung up on me, huh, Manny?
Yep, I had another call come in. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I know. We know who's important and who's not now.
Yeah, well, when the boss calls, you know.
So how are you today?
Recovering.
Recovering from what?
Yeah, from sitting in the casino yesterday for what seemed like 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness. And all the smoke inhalation that you had to deal with?
You know what's really funny? They have a no-smoking section. It's in the very, very back of the casino.
You have to go through all the smoke to get to it.
Yeah, you
got to
walk through 3 acres of smoke to get to the no-smoking section.
Well, usually they have it right in the middle, so it's surrounded by the smoking section.
Well, at least this is off to the side. But anyhow, I survived.
Did you win any money?
I didn't play.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got enough money to go give it to perfect strangers.
Yeah. All right. So did you guys eat or anything out there?
Yeah, we ate. Yeah, I had the, we both had the special. It was a 6-ounce steak and 4 fried shrimp and baked potato and vegetable and dinner rolls and a glass of wine for $9.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
And it was good. It was, you know, it wasn't excellent, but it was well worth the $9.99.
Well, good. That's not a bad deal at all.
Yep.
So
that I can't complain about. On your trivia question, that first one, would that be a samosa?
No. It's not a samosa.
Hmm. Oh, well.
But you were close, but that wasn't it.
Okay. Close doesn't win any prizes, though.
No.
So I don't win a prize.
No, the samosa was one from yesterday that nobody answered, though. that was when I asked, what's a fried Indian pastry filled with potatoes and vegetables, fish, or meat, and served as a snack?
Yeah.
That's a samosa.
Yeah, that's their predominant street food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there are samosa carts all over India.
Yeah. So, well, I wouldn't know that. I'd never been there, but.
Oh, well.
But yeah, that's that was so you answered yesterday's one, right?
Okay. And I knew a bunch of others from yesterday too. That the largest restaurant in the world I've actually eaten at.
Have you?
Yeah.
And that is where?
That's in Hong Kong Harbor.
Hong Kong Harbor. Hong Kong.
Okay. I think it was Hong Kong. It might have been Singapore, but I think it was Hong Kong. It's on a boat in the harbor.
I actually have Bangkok.
Oh.
It seats over 500 people.
Oh, when I ate at the one in Hong Kong, they were advertising that they were the biggest one in the world.
Yeah, well, in 1999, it was Bangkok, so.
Okay.
But.
I was there 30 years earlier, so.
Okay. Yeah, so it probably, Bangkok was probably it. And who knows, by now it may be different because it's Throwback Thursday and this stuff is from 1999.
Yeah, well.
Actually, it was from August 22nd of 99.
Okay, I guess I was throwing too far back.
Yeah, just a little too far. So you got any throwback memories?
Yeah, all of my memories are throwback. It's my short-term memory that's gone. Yeah, I can remember what I had for breakfast in 1952. It's what happened yesterday morning that's fuzzy.
So in 1950, what do you think ham and eggs breakfast cost?
I don't know, because I always had that stuff at home. We never ate out.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine it even approached $2.
No, I would say if it went over a dollar,
yeah,
that would be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember going grocery shopping with my mom and dad, and if you spent $20, you had three shopping carts brimmed. Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to those days?
Yeah.
Now you spend $50 and almost get a bag.
Yeah.
Almost. It's pretty crazy because in the 1950s, if you think about it, here's your hamburger meat was 89 cents for 3 pounds in 1957.
Yeah. Well, I remember in 1957, my father coming home from work, beaming from ear to ear because he had just gotten a raise to bring him to $1 an hour working the bottling machine at the dairy.
Now, I remember getting $1 an hour in the 70s from my dad. That's what he paid me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That was,
you were
that was
10 years old.
Well, that's true. But I was very happy to get that dollar an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I've been working since I was in the first grade. The milkman used to come and pick me up at my house, and I'd deliver milk with him until it was time for him to drop me off at school in first grade. And then all day Saturday, I worked with him delivering milk.
But that wasn't your dad. That was the milkman, right?
I was a friend of my father to work
sure.
at the same parent.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I never saw a nickel of it. All the money I made, I never saw a dime.
That's because he got it all.
Everything went to dad. Every nickel went to dad. But also, when I turned 16, I was given $1,000 to go and pick out whatever car I wanted.
$1,000?
Oh, yeah. And I went, this was in 1958, and I bought a 1956 Chevy Bel Air convertible. And I had change left from that $1,000. I had enough left to register the car.
Wow.
You could have almost got a Corvette for that back then.
Well, when I bought my brand-new Corvette in 67, when I got out of the service, I paid $4,032 for that one.
Yeah, what do you think it is now?
Oh, one like I had just sold on at one of the Harrah's auctions for well over $350,000.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
And if you were to go and buy a brand-new one right now today?
Holy moly.
It would cost you well over $40,000, too.
Oh, yeah. Around 60, actually.
Yeah.
But, but then again, you weren't making that much money either.
Right.
So. Yeah. You know, when I went in the military, we were getting $90 a month.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, $70 a month.
Big money.
When I first went in, yep. And at that time, we were still getting paid cash. So we would all stand in line every other Thursday.
And get your envelope full of cash.
And we would, we'd get up there and we'd get our envelope full of that $35 that we got. And then we have to take two steps to the right, and the IRS guy was there to collect the taxes that we had to pay on that money.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought when you were in the service, you were tax exempt.
No. Nope. Only if you were serving overseas.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, very good, Manny. It was good talking with you, and we're going to stick you into the drawings.
All right.
Glad you survived yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have...
It made somebody happy, so whatever.
Yep. All right. Well, you have a great day, okay, Manny?
All right. Thanks. You too.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and join in. Let's talk about some food. Right now we're going to talk to Judy. Judy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Good. I just wanted to say Manny was at the fort yesterday. I know where he went to eat.
Right.
But if he went in on the hotel side, he can walk right into the non-smoking room, and right there is where the restaurant is, Cafe 87, where he had a steak.
Oh.
So he can go, he doesn't have to go through the casino.
Okay.
To get into there and be in the non-smoking area, because it's right there by a door that goes out and leads over to the hotel.
Well, I think that was probably his first time there, because he never goes to them, so.
Uh-huh.
So I probably just didn't know
that. And they also have another one without the wine and shrimp steak with your card for $7.99.
Oh, very nice.
So it really is. And it's got a baked potato and vegetable and stuff with it. And of course, you're not going to go to somewhere like that and get a steak like you would at Ruth Chris or the Salt Cellar or something, you know.
Right. Of course not. I mean, nor should you expect that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Well, that's good information. So now anyone else that wants to go and not have to walk through all the smoke, go in through the hotel and where the closest to the hotel, correct?
Right, because there are two entrances there, and the one leads right straight into the non-smoking area, and that cafe is right in there also. So it's nice because that way it's kind of a cafe atmosphere. It's not, a real fancy. And they have a sushi bar there, so.
Oh, so they have it all, huh?
Yeah, they do. They have Oriental food in there and a sushi bar. And it's kind of a nice, quiet little area to sit and have a lunch or dinner or something.
Nice. One day we'll get up there.
Well,
one day. That's our someday.
Okay. Well, I'm coming out to see you guys tomorrow night.
You are? For the fish fry?
Yeah. It is the. Of course, fry is deep fried, correct?
Yes, it is. It's in a very light beer batter and fried.
Well, I was told by my doctor that I have to watch my carbs. So,
well, you can eat anything you want. You don't have to order the fish.
Well, I want I want fish. So even if, you know, I have to order a fish that is sautéed or baked or something, if you have that.
Yeah, we do. We've got halibut salmon. And salmon.
Good. Okay. Well, I don't. I'm in Mesa, which is I'm way down by Power Road, and you guys are way out by something.
We're off of Gilbert, between Elliott and Warner.
Yeah.
So we're about, I'd say, maybe 5 miles from you. If you're on Power and what?
Oh, I'm Power way up toward McDowell and McKellar.
Okay. So.
So I'm probably about 10 miles.
Yeah. You would just take the 202 south and then get on the 60, and that'll bring you right over.
Yeah, you can get here in about 15, 20 minutes.
The 202 south to where?
To the 60.
And then drop on the 60 and go west until you get to Gilbert Road, and then just come right down to Gilbert Road.
What if I come straight out Gilbert Road?
You can do that.
You can do that, too.
And then I just go, and you're on Rawhide between Warner and Elliott.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So right after you pass Elliott, you'll the first white picket fence that you'll see on your left-hand side will be us.
Okay, perfect.
Big yellow building. Can't miss us.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward. I'm bringing a friend with me, and we decided to come out because I have your certificate. And I thought, oh, good, it's a good chance I want some fish. So
that'll be perfect.
Right.
Well, and make sure you say, let me know that you're here. I'll probably be bartending.
So good.
Let me know that you're here so I can say hi, okay?
I will.
Well, thanks, Judy. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you want to answer our survey question today?
Okay, what's that?
All the times that you've been in restaurants, have you ever left with a menu from one of them?
Left with a...
A menu?
A menu?
Yeah.
You know, I probably have.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, I worked for 25 or more years in restaurants. And I probably worked in one of the best restaurants in Seattle, which was called the Windjammer.
Okay.
It was out on Shoshone Bay, and it was owned by, at that time, by a company called Clark's Enterprises. And they had like 15 or more restaurants throughout Seattle.
Right.
And I was really lucky because they opened it right after the World's Fair in Seattle, and I was there for 7, 8, 9 years, and it was... The restaurant was like a seafood restaurant, of course, being in Seattle.
Right.
But it was absolutely one of the best restaurants on the West Coast that I could ever think of.
Now, is that still there?
It is, and I don't know if it's called the Windjammer anymore. Campbell's Soup bought it.
Really?
Yeah, at one time. And so I don't know if it's still called the Windjammer or not, because the inside of the restaurant actually looked like a boat, like a ship. It was beautiful.
And then but it sits right on the bay, right?
Sits exactly right there on Shoshone Bay.
Okay, I think I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's been a long time. It was back in the early 80s.
Well, see, I worked there from after the World Fair, which I think was 69 or something, until like 76 or 79 or something like that. Anyway, I worked there a long time.
Oh, okay.
And it's a great restaurant. They had wonderful seafood at that time.
Right.
And like I say, I don't know now what the name of it is, or if it's still the Windjammer. I know that the restaurant is there because Ray's Boathouse was along there, and the Golden Tides. There was a whole bunch of restaurants right there on the bay, and it was right by the Seattle Lock.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
Yeah.
So,
great place. Well, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
All right. Well, you want to answer a trivia?
I'm probably too dumb, but go ahead.
You are not.
All right. I'll give you a true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right. True or false? Is moussaka a Moroccan dish? Is that true or is it false?
I think that's true.
No, it's not. False? It's false. It's a Greek dish.
A Greek. Well, I knew it didn't have anything to do with Mexican.
No, it didn't.
No, there's not that in there. Very good.
Me and we're getting that close to Cinco. I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah. Monday is Cinco de Mayo, huh?
Right, right.
Wow. All
you right. Go in the stores and everything is set up for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
We are not.
Nope.
Well.
We've got lots of Mexican beers, but yeah, you know. Oh, well.
You know, I wish somebody could tell me there used to be here in Mesa on Main Street in a little strip mall a restaurant called Popo's. And it was a Mexican restaurant. And a guy by the name of Mike was the owner and also one of the cooks and stuff. Had some of the greatest chimichangas I've ever had. And they closed down. And I don't know if he reopened anywhere or if he just was forced to close. But if anybody would know if he's around anywhere with a Mexican restaurant. Cause it's
well, I'm looking it up. It says Popo's Fiesta del Sol Mexican Food. Let me find where he's located at. He's got one in Maryville and one in Arrowhead. And it says, you know, fajitas, chimichangas. He's been in business since 1964.
Yeah, he had just really, really good Mexican food.
Yeah, and this is off of 65th Avenue and Indian School. And the other one is 59th Avenue and...
Diana, what website did you go on?
I put in Popo's Mexican Food.
Okay, I will go on and find the address. I would really like to know if it's Mike and go over there because... They have wonderful, wonderful Mexican food.
I was going to just see if I can even, it says contact us, but it doesn't say their names. It just says their addresses.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they've got the website and home. It just says Popo's Fiesta Mexican Food, serving our loyal customers since 1964.
Good, good. Okay, well, I'll see if it's the same one and try it.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Much.
All you right, bet. You have a great day, Judy,
you
okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis
and Diana.
All right. If you've committed a culinary sin and you need something to confess about, call us up. Confess it. We'll help you work through it. Got a question about anything? Give us a call. We'll try to answer it. And Diana, you're going to do the recipe of the day after the top of the hour.
Absolutely.
Sometime?
And that's brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can always check them out online at alexondesign.com. They have beautiful pools, landscaping, barbecue pits, barbecue, whole, you know, kitchen outdoors if you'd like. They can do anything, even little putting greens and stuff. So give them a call, 480-699-7796.
All right. And what else you got going? Anything going?
Well, I was going to, there's a couple things out there. You know, we're trying to look at these different things. We were talking about how much we got paid in what years. And I'm looking at it now and it says, find out which fast food eatery underpays its worker the most. And who do you think it is? What fast food place pays their employees the very least?
I'm going to go with Burger King.
Nope. Subway.
Subway.
Subway pays the very least.
Well, so I know probably the best
would be In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Because they pay what, $9, $10 an hour?
Oh, they start them out at $10 an hour.
Just automatically?
Yeah.
Well, it's Subway, McDonald's, and Dunkin' Donuts are the three least. Yeah.
But, you know, if you live through McDonald's and you make it to management, they pay very, very well to their upper management.
Really?
Yeah. If you're running one of the McDonald's, if you're the store manager, that's good money.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
It would have to be. I actually think you would have to pay me a lot of money to deal with all those kids.
I'm not going there. I don't get paid enough to deal with the ones we have to deal with. So
we don't get paid, you goofball.
That's right. I forgot.
You silly rabbit. All right, let's talk to Bobby from Phoenix.
Hi, Bobby. Bobby.
They'd have to pay me a lot and a big bottle of scotch on top of it. By the end of the day.
I'll take the vodka. You can have the scotch. We'll toast. How's that?
Pretty good. I have a confession to make. I'm on my knees now, okay? I have a confession, and I'm going to have to ask forgiveness. I was on a peanut butter binge one time, chunky peanut butter, and then take M&M peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah.
Mix them together.
Yeah.
And narf it down like a little piglet.
So what's wrong with that?
It's so good.
I'm trying to look for the bad in all of this.
Ah.
Did you eat the whole gallon?
No.
Okay,
no,
so.
No, I stopped myself. I'm an addict personality, so I know how to stop before I fall over the cliff.
Oh, that's too funny.
Okay, then but all you need to do then is say three hells to the kitchen and.
Okay.
And
ejaculations, please. Just hells to the kitchen.
Yep, and you'll be forgiven, okay?
Well, that's the thing. I think the good Lord really put me down here for his entertainment.
You think he put us all down here for entertainment?
Yes, I will agree with that. You know. Oh, we've given him a bad headache by now, too.
Oh, my goodness. It's dinner and a show, huh?
Yeah, that's a whole other show. But, yeah, I just thought I'd confess that. Now it's off my shoulder because it's,
okay.
I tried to just give this illusion that I'm kind of a lady who knows good food. And find me with a jar of peanut butter and a bag of M&M's torn open in the middle of the night.
Well, you know, it sounds like Dennis, and he leaves a trail, though. He leaves,
oh, does he?
Oh, my God. He leaves evidence. There's chocolate on the refrigerator door handle. There's little spots on the floor.
Dennis, don't do that.
That wasn't me. It was Levi.
Levi doesn't eat chocolate. That's the first giveaway.
Who's Levi?
My son.
Yeah. Okay. See, Dennis, you got to figure out better excuses than that. You haven't eaten enough chocolate and peanut butter. That finally hones the brain where you come up with some really elegant excuses.
You know, but I'm asleep. I wake up and
I've heard that line before.
And he goes straight to food. Really?
I just get up and go straight to the refrigerator. I'm not even hungry. I just go there and
it's a habit.
Stare at it and grab something and then go back to bed.
I would do that, but then I've got to floss my teeth and I got to brush my teeth again and I'm going, oh, I don't want to do that. So I just forget about it. Yeah. I want to keep my teeth till I'm 96 and a half at least.
That's a good goal.
You know, and that's a good goal.
So you got another 50 years then, right?
Yeah, plus. Okay, guys. Super good. All I want to do is take a survey. You guys doing a survey today?
We are.
I'll take a survey.
Okay.
And then I'll hang it up and go say a prayer for myself.
All those times you've been into those restaurants and stuff, have you ever taken a menu?
No, there's never been anything really interesting for me. Now that I think about it, I used to steal Christmas bulbs off of the hotel lobbies at Christmas.
Now you better go to church.
Now I have to, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that one's got nothing to do with food. I can't forgive you on that one.
You know the beautiful lobbies at Christmas in the hotel?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
If we go traveling or somewhere, I got to go to the hotel. I got to get one. And it's almost like an addiction. Had to get one. Sometimes I'd ask permission. Most of the time I figured I'd just ask forgiveness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that is
no,
too
menus,
funny.
No. Christmas bulbs, yes.
All right.
Okay, everyone guard their Christmas tree.
There you go. Well, we can just put peanut butter on them and no one will take them from me.
That's awesome.
Bye.
All right, Bobby, you have a great day.
I choose to.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. Bobby's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know what? Back in, when we have the Hungry Woodsman, it was back in 76, 77, I believe. But anyway, we go and throw back the Hungry Woodsman cut of prime rib, which was well over 20 ounces with the bone in it, and $11.95.
Wow. That porterhouse. How much is that porterhouse right there?
The porterhouse was $12.95, and that was like a 24 ounce.
Holy moly. And so, it comes with salad, choice of dressing, warm bread and butter, and coffee.
And the warm bread was Orwheat's wheat berry bread, honey wheat berry bread. That was the most, that bread was so good. And we got them in these little mini loaves. And so we'd cut up the little mini loaf, slice it up, and then put it in your basket with your napkin over it and your butter and stuff, and serve it warm. Nice. And oh my gosh.
Says we proudly serve Midwest corn-fed choice beef.
That's right. And all the seafood. I mean, here you go. We used to get the big Australian lobster tails. Two lobster tails served with drawn butter were $14.95. And Alaskan king crab legs, which you got over a pound of them, $11.95.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you can't touch that these days. So
you could get the empty shell.
Yeah.
For $11.95, you could buy the shell and you could paint it pretty colors. And that's about it, huh?
You could sit there and play with them like they're your claws, right?
That's so gross.
That's like when we do the dancing chicken, when we get the whole chickens back there, the wogs.
What?
You sit there and you put your hand in them and use them like a puppet and dance.
Oh, my gosh. I have not seen you do that. You still do that?
They did not now. We used to do that years and years ago. You sit there and they just dance.
Play with
their
your
legs.
Food, huh? Has anybody ever told you not to play with your food?
Oh.
Nope.
No.
That's pretty sad.
Yep.
Put your hand in there and do that.
Yep.
That's how you spent your time. Got to watch it all the time.
It is.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Going down memory lane here.
This is from the Overtime Cocktail Lounge in Riverside, California.
Is that another one of yours?
No. I think these were just good friends of my mom and dad. Taco night. All you can eat tacos for 50 cents.
All you can eat tacos.
For 50 cents. Let's see. Friday night from 6 p.m. to 11, you could get a combination steak and lobster for $8.95. The lobster tail, you know, just the lobster tail dinner for $7.95. Or a 14-ounce New York steak for $5.25.
I'd be in heaven.
Yep. A cold prime rib sandwich with fries for $2.25. And, yeah, boy. A low-cal burger, cottage cheese, and fruit for $1.75. Yep.
Too funny. Well, see, throwing it back. Let's see if we can get these prices back. Don't think it's going to happen.
No, not the way beef's going right
now. How much
now.
Was coffee then? How much was a cup of coffee?
Oh, let's see.
I mean, our cup of coffee, you know, in-house is 59 cents. And we have the best coffee from Bergie's Coffee Roast House.
Well, you know, my sister, I think, is the only place you can still get a cup of coffee for a quarter. And she will always do that, just like we'll always be at 50 cents, 59 cents. But she still serves hers as a quarter, and that's the way it's been since the 70s.
Does it
say
on there?
I think there was a time when a cup of coffee could cost you a nickel or a dime.
Well, it did, because I remember the wooden nickels. My dad would have his pocket full of them. Because he'd always buy everybody coffee, so he got all those, and then he'd put those little wooden nickels on the table for the Gallup Flows coffee shop.
So. Well, I'll keep looking and see if I find one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I'll have it looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Right now, we're going to talk with Lori from Scottsdale. Lori, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Fantastic, right?
Fantastic.
I want to know what year you were reading those menus from.
Let's see. The Hungry Woodsman was in the mid-70s. And because we opened up the Gato Gordo in 78, so the Hungry Woodsman was from probably 73 to 78, I think, something like that. And
I didn't realize that it was so inexpensive then.
Yeah, and then this other one, the Overtime, that was in California, so that had to be, let's see, that had to be late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's all relative as to the wages and price of things today. And those years, we paid under a dollar a gallon for gas for your car.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was in high school. I had my car, and it was still, I believe, in 1976, 77, that it was still probably 30 cents a gallon, maybe 40 cents a gallon.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It is, compared to what it is today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now it's almost $4 a gallon. It's crazy. But, well, you know, in California, I think it is over $4.
Well, even if you think about it, I mean, in 2000, 2001, when they had the big price jump and it was going to hit $2 a gallon.
Right.
Everyone freaked out. You could only get gas on certain days, you know, and there was lines, you know, long lines to go get gas. We even changed our work schedule because the gas price was going up so high, where we worked 4-10s because people couldn't afford to pay for the gas.
Right.
And I mean, and that was just, you know, 15 years ago.
But there was also, 14. I remember when we lived in California, there was a gas shortage, and they used to go by your license number.
Yes.
As to, and you can only fill up on those days, and the lines were around the corner.
Yes, I remember that, because I thought it was from your last name, but it was your license number?
I think it was your license number.
Yeah, because you couldn't go get gas unless it began with those letters.
Right, and then I was working in L.A., and we lived in Orange County, so I had to get gas. It was not fun.
Yeah. I had to go fill up for my mom. I remember doing that, because she didn't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I had to do it. Because Harvey wasn't always home. He was doing a lot of traveling. So I had to go to work or have gas in the car to pick up the kids or take the kids or whatever it was I had to do.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. So now we're paying almost $4. You know, I wish they would find an alternate gas, you know, fuel that they can swallow, eat their gas, their oil, that we don't have to use that anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, some people have those in their cars now where they can use, they go to the different restaurants and stuff and get their used oil from their deep fryers and stuff, and then they pour it through this filter system and they use that to burn for gas.
Yeah, but how often do they have to do that?
I'm not sure. It's
well, they also have the all-electric cars, but living in Arizona, because of the heat, it drains the electricity out of it, so it doesn't go very far.
They didn't think about that, did they?
Oh.
Maybe they should put solar panels on top of the car.
Good idea, Dennis.
Hey, you know, I come up with one once in a while.
Yeah. What casino was Manny at?
They were at Fort McDowell.
Oh, by me.
Yeah.
I hate going in there. I really hate it. The one off of the 101, the new one, and Indian, I think it's Indian Bend. That's a beautiful casino, and they have a wonderful buffet there. But you walk in, and the cigarette smoke hits you right in the face. And they do not have a non-smoking room.
Oh, my.
And the food at Fort McDowell is not the last time we ate there was the last time we ate there. It was not that good.
Yeah, you just never know. I mean, some of those are meant just to get the food, you know, get you a good price on it, so it's not going to be the best quality.
Well, yeah, but the other casino, the food is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that's the whole reason you went a lot of times, especially in Laughlin and stuff. Oh, my God, the food over there. He had his own ranch and everything, and the food there was incredible.
Well, I'm not from the big gamblers, but I like to gamble a little bit, you know, but not very much. I lose $25 and I'm done.
That's me. That's how I gamble.
Right. That's the way to do it. I'd rather put it in my belly or on my back than give it to them. But it's fun to do, you know. But if I go, I like to go to the shows, and we have friends who live in Henderson. We go to visit them. And to walk down the strip in Vegas and see all the lights, and it's exciting. And the food is great there.
Yeah, I love going to Vegas.
Well, I know you like to gamble, Dennis.
My whole life's been a gamble.
Yeah.
I'm in the restaurant business.
Yeah. Hey, I take a step off the curb and it's a gamble, baby.
There you go.
Anyway, as far as taking menus, you mean the regular menus?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I ever did that. I've taken, asked if they have the
to-go menu.
Yeah, or if they have a copy of their menus. But I don't think I've ever taken a menu from a restaurant. I don't think I've ever. My father-in-law used to take napkins and the saccharin.
Saccharin.
Yeah.
My mom used that all the time.
And my father-in-law used to take the napkins. He took napkins so he could put it in the car to wipe the windows or the couch. I mean, when he died, I threw out napkins you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, well, I think my mom and dad, they were in the business so long, and they had so many different friends that a lot of these are from either their place or their friends' places. And then, I honestly probably only took a menu without asking once or twice, but I'll ask because I collect them, and I know that's stupid. I collect menus.
No, it's not. I used to collect mattresses.
But, because I'm in the business, I like to see different menus and get different ideas. And
right. Well, you were in the business. So I used to collect mattresses when you went to a fancy restaurant, they used to make out, the restaurant when I worked in Newport Beach, when we used to go through the reservation list and we had our own mattresses and we used to print their names, we had somebody print their names on it. So that was something that, it was a souvenir and the reminder to come back.
Exactly.
Right. Well, how is this? Back in the early 70s, I know this one was early 70s, the Sire in Southern California in Riverside, their steak eaters, 1 pound Eastern Choice top sirloin with salad and cheese bread, $4.95.
That's ridiculously low. But sirloin, to me, is not a prime steak. Now, if you're talking the filet mignon.
Right. And their prime rib night?
Yeah.
For a 16-ounce cut of prime rib with salad and baked potato, $3.45.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. You can't touch it for that.
No way. You can't even buy it in the market. You can't even buy a prime rib at that price per pound.
Yep. No. No, it's about almost three times that. So.
That's crazy. Wow. Absolutely crazy. But, you know, when Harvey and I got married in the 50s, late 50s, he was going to school and I was supporting him. And I was making big money at that time. I was making $65 a week.
$65 a week?
Yeah. And after Uncle Sam took out the taxes, I came home with $55. And we paid rent. I had to pay gas, electric. Did I pay gas, electric? No. Yeah, I had to. We were in an apartment in New York. And I paid telephone. Harvey had a car that his father gave him, his old Chevy, a 55 Chevy, a 53 Chevy, that was falling apart. We couldn't afford to buy new tires, so we used to get retreads. What else? And I had to take the subway every day to go to and from work, so that was a must that I had to have. And we didn't starve. We ate a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to cook then, so it was big time. And once a week, we would go to my parents' house on Friday night for Sabbath dinner. And so we had a hot dinner. And then every paycheck, I think I got paid once every other week, we went out for Chinese food.
Wow. So
it must have been ridiculously inexpensive.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Well, very good. Very good stories for Throwback Thursday. Appreciate
yeah.
that.
I have a couple of reviews if you're interested.
Okay. You know what? Can I put you on hold? We have to do the station break real fast.
Okay.
And then we'll come back. Okay?
Yep.
All right. We'll be 480-668-3287. We'll be right back. We'll talk, finish with Lori and then talk to Vince.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona, KAZG.
1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food, yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana. And before we get started with our business for the day, we're going to finish with a couple of restaurant reviews with Lori, talk to Vince, and then we'll start our business.
There we go. Hi, Lori. Thanks for holding.
Not a problem. We went to... for lunch or a late brunch at Acacia Cafe. Their food is great. Absolutely great. It, you know, I never forget the first time I went there. I had gotten a gift certificate, and we pulled up, and I says, oh, God, where the hell did Don and Kim send us? And we were so pleasantly surprised when we went inside. And the guy there, the owner, is so, so very nice. And he remembered us when we were there. We haven't been there for a while. And I think we both ordered bagels and lox and cream cheese because we were in the mood for it. And they serve you. And their prices are so ridiculously low. And their food is so fresh and good. And he makes his own roast turkey. It's not bought. Store-bought. He roasts his own turkey fresh every morning. So their turkey sandwiches are absolutely sublime. And then Sunday, my granddaughter, moved into another house, so we went out to see it, and then we went out to dinner at the Texas Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it was fun. You know, they got the peanuts that you open up and throw the shells on the floor. The kids, my Mackenzie, loved it. And little Ian was taking everything in. At 5 o'clock, there was a 25-minute wait.
Oh, my goodness.
But we got seated, and we all ordered. Mackenzie didn't want to eat. Of course, she filled herself up on the peanuts and the bread.
Saved you some money there, huh?
Yeah, well, she's not from the wonderful eaters anyway. My grandson-in-law ordered a steak. It was a little chewy. Harvey and I ordered a combination of half a barbecue chicken and ribs, which was more than enough for two people that we shared. The ribs were delicious. They were full off the bone. Good, very tasty, and the chicken was good. And with it, we had a baked potato, which was big, which we shared, and we ordered some fresh vegetables. I don't remember what my granddaughter ordered, but it was the kids get a kick out of it because the waitresses dance. They do Texas two-step or whatever, and they had the balloon guy going around blowing up balloons for the kids, so they really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a fun family thing to do.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We always have a good time with the grandkids, especially the little great-grandmas. They're delicious. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
Thanks, Lori. You too.
All right,
bye.
Lori. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, let's talk to Vince. He's been on hold for a while. Vince, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, Diana. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Hey. I wanted to say happy Friday, but it's not Friday.
No, it's not Friday.
So close.
No, it's throwback
Happy New
Thursday.
Month.
Happy
New Month.
Oh, yeah. Happy May.
It's May
oh,
now,
yeah.
So.
It's May Day.
May Day, yeah.
That's
if you're
it.
Into that stuff.
So how
I wasn't really sure what May Day ever was. I don't know.
May Day was that was the invasion on which bay? It was World War One or two, and it was the invasion of it's on the tip of my tongue.
Stick your tongue out.
I know what it is. Okay, I'll have to figure it out. It'll come to me in a minute.
But okay.
The Bay of Pigs. Is that what it was?
No.
Okay. Normandy.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, Diana's gonna look it up. She doesn't trust me.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, Vince, have you ever walked out with a menu?
No, not a regular restaurant menu. I've taken the, you know, like the takeout ones and stuff to have, you know, for later on, you know, in that, but not a regular menu, not a regular in-house menu.
Okay. All right. All right. And then you wanted to do some trivia?
Sure.
Or what shows started last night? Any shows start last night?
You know what? I have no idea. I was doing computer work last night. I don't think I turned the TV on till like 10 o'clock at night, and then I just turned on the MLB baseball to see what the D-backs did, and they ended up winning in the 12th inning. They were showing highlights of all the teams and stuff, And I think after I started when I was watching that, I fell asleep after I saw what the D-backs did.
Yeah, are we still in the cellar?
I'm sure they are. They're not doing very good. It seems like they win one, lose two or three or more. Yeah, they're not doing as good as they kind of was hoping they would do.
Well, it's early.
Yeah, it's early. I mean, you know, they got a decent team, you know, if they can kind of put it together. But, you know, that's sports. It's, you know.
Yep. It's just you never know who's going to win from day to day.
Well, that's why it's that's why you got to watch it. You know, I mean, because you never know the good teams. You know, the bad teams sometimes beat the good teams and all that stuff. So it don't matter. Yeah. They're all overpaid anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. I mean, it's just, you know, they're talking billions of dollars or millions of dollars that these people make and stuff, and it's like, yeah, they're all overpaid. But that's beside the point.
All right. Well, you want to do a trivia?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw one out there.
All right. Let's go with what type of meat is used in Irish stew?
Irish stew. I would guess lamb.
Well, if you guess that, you'd be right. All right.
It seems like they're pretty big on that kind of stuff.
Yep. You're absolutely right, my friend. So. All right. So you are going to go into the drawings, okay?
Okay. All right.
And now, we called you yesterday, right?
Yes. Yes. That I was going to ask is, I'm not sure. I probably won't get there until about maybe 3 or 4 or something like that. So, you know, if you guys aren't around, does somebody else know about it?
Yeah. Pick up the tickets? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You can go into the restaurant and I'll have them. I'll be over in the restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, because I know you guys are in and out after the show, you know, doing things and stuff, and just in case you weren't there. It's hard to say exactly what time I'm going to get there, but
no problem. I'll
get there sometime today.
Diana will be bartending, and I'll be back in the kitchen getting ready for all these events we got going this weekend.
So we'll be appearing all night.
Yep. All right, Vince.
I know how that is because I got so much going on. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just playing catch up.
Yes, sir.
Whatever.
All right.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vince. You have a good day. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Jim from South Tempe, and then we'll talk with Marianne from Scottsdale. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Dennis, Diana, I'm just fine. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
I was interested in your question this morning, or this afternoon.
Okay.
Well, it started this morning, I guess.
Yes, it did. All right.
My wife and I do pick up menus when we go out to eat. And we go all the time.
Yeah.
I counted them when I heard your question. I've got 35 right here in the kitchen.
Do you really?
35 menus.
And how far back do yours go?
I don't know how. You mean when did we started collecting them?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. I really don't know. I'd say maybe 3 or 4 years, I suppose. I don't actually know.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious because I've got them all the way back to the 60s and older.
It might have been when we might have started that when we started going to remotes for Kim and Don.
Oh, okay.
Because every time they go to a different restaurant, we go to the remotes, and that's probably when we started, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this one I'm looking at right now. You used to be able to get a BLT with potato salad and a pickle for 95 cents.
Uh-huh. Huh. Oh, yes. Yeah, speaking of pickles, I've got Jason's Deli menu I ran across. Yeah.
Oh, here's one that you're going to flip out over.
What's that?
Okay. For this is from, I think this one's like from 69, maybe 70. A broiled center cut halibut steak. And you know, halibut goes for $18.95 a pound right now.
Sure, sure.
$2.35.
Wow.
Or a broiled 8-ounce petite filet mignon, bacon wrapped, for $2.95.
My goodness.
A 16-ounce choice T-bone steak for $3.25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you what the dollar is worth today.
Yeah.
Less and less and less.
All right. Well, very good. Well, you want to do a trivia?
Well, sure. I'll take a stab at one.
All right. What's an Egyptian dip made with eggplant flesh, tahini, and lemon juice and garlic?
An Egyptian dish?
Uh-huh.
Egyptian dish. Boy, I don't... Taco.
Nope. That's all right.
I didn't think that was even close when I said it.
No. You were thinking about... Cinco de Mayo, huh?
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
All right, Jim, that's all right. We're going to stick you into the drawings, okay?
Well, thank you very much, sir.
All right, you have a great day, okay?
All right, you guys have a wonderful time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 480-668-3287. When we come back, we're going to talk to Marianne from Scottsdale, then Marianne from Tempe, and get the business in and have Diana do the recipe of the day.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the perfect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
My dad can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah, well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
Big deal. My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite.
Get out. Yep, that's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Let's talk to Marianne from Scottsdale. Marianne, how are you?
I'm good, Dennis and Diana. How are you? Happy May Day.
Happy May Day.
Yeah, I can't believe it's May 1st already. I don't know where the time is going.
Flying by.
Yeah.
What's that?
It has flown by.
It has flown by. It really has. And, you know, we have so much going over here. Aside from my allergies just killing me, we are moving along with our house. We sold our house the other day.
Oh, it sold. Congratulations.
Wow, that was really fast.
Thank you. Diana, in one day, we had two couples come. They both brought a contract with them, and so we just, of course, had to give it to just one person, and I can't believe it. So we're really moving along. I'm really happy that it happened that way.
Yeah, and, so you don't have to keep leaving your house. Last time you called, it was because you had to leave the house.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't have to do that. We just have to now, tomorrow, the inspector is coming. They're going to inspect the house, and then I think the new owners come to the house and, you know, still look around and whatever that is for. But we have to be home for that, and then Monday we have to be home for something else. But at least it's moving along, and then I could just start getting – I've been working like crazy trying to get things packed and thrown away and whatever. That's the biggest job. it is. It's crazy.
But, you know, I think it's a good thing because it makes people, you know, purge all these things that they've held on to and find out, you know, why am I holding on to these things?
You are not kidding. You'd be surprised. Saturday, I went with Lori. We went to a big community garage sale, and I had a whole bunch of stuff that we laid out and everything, thinking, you know, we're going to sell something. I knew I wasn't going to make a killing. And I don't know if you remember Saturday's weather. The wind was blowing like crazy. It was really cold. And here we are sitting in this big open field. And then like 2 hours later, all of a sudden the rain came down like you wouldn't believe it. And then everybody is packing their cars and putting everything away. So I said to myself, well, I'm not taking all this stuff home. I went to Goodwill and I just dumped it off at Goodwill. And that was that. So I didn't even look at anything. I said, that's it. Goodbye. And I, you know. I have so much stuff, and I didn't want to keep a lot of it, so.
Well, and sometimes that's what you just need to do. You've got to purge it and be done with it, and that maybe that's how it had to happen.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it was okay. It was a fun day. I really wish the weather would have been nice. I would have loved to have sat there for a few hours. It was really fun. I've never done that before. So, but anyway, so that's the way it goes. And then to top it all, can I tell you a story what happened?
Yeah.
I took my granddaughter to Chompy's for breakfast, and we go in and have breakfast. I parked my car about 8 or 9 cars away from Chompy's, and when we came out, I'm walking towards my car, and I see all this debris alongside of my car, and I'm going to my granddaughter, what's all that stuff by my car? Then I look at my fender, and I said to my granddaughter, is my car dented? And sure enough, as I got closer, my car was dented. One of the letters off of Chompy's sign blew off, and it went right to my car and damaged my car.
Oh, my goodness.
If that's not fate, I don't know what is. I almost died. I could not believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, we, you know, our insurance company is taking care of it, but it was just the idea that, you know, it happened to my car. It's only a car. It could be fixed. That, God forbid, if somebody was walking around that area at that time, it could have gotten really hurt. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so it was a really scary thing, but, you know, thank goodness nothing bad came out of it, so.
Wonderful. Oh, my, what a day, huh? What a day.
What a day, yeah, what a day. Well, what a life lately. at least I could talk about things and laugh now. You know, yeah. Things aren't that bad.
Yeah, and that's just it. If you can't change it, you know, you might as well laugh at it because it's not going to do you any good to do anything else.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So what is your survey question today?
Survey question is,
have you ever gone out to a restaurant and left with one of their menus?
Only a takeout menu. I don't think I've ever taken one of their, you know, menus that they put on the table. No, I know I haven't. But I've done takeout menus. Yeah, I have taken those.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then, I don't know if I told you, when I was a teenager, instead of taking menus, I used to like to take potted plants that they had as decorations in front of their store. Did I tell you about
the potted plants?
Yeah.
Yeah. we were driving as a teenager. A bunch of my friends were in a car, and we pull up to this restaurant, and we see this potted plant. And I said, oh, that is beautiful. And somebody said, well, why don't we take it? So I said, that's a good idea. So somebody opened up the trunk, and they're trying to pick it up. It was very heavy. And before they could even get it in the car, the owners came running out, and we closed the trunk and drove away faster than you could imagine. So we never got the plant. So.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
You're not kidding. It's a good thing because I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to you
right.
And telling you about
You'd be
it.
In jail.
Yeah. That was one of the worst things I think I ever tried to do, and now I'm smarter than that. So
with your luck, you would have ended up life in prison for taking the.
You're not kidding, Dennis, and that would have killed me. My goodness, I don't ever want to do anything wrong. I don't want to go to jail.
Because they'd have got you mixed up with somebody else that committed a murder or something, and you know, got all the files mixed up, and there you'd be sitting in prison on death row.
Okay,
that's
Dennis,
terrible.
Rub it in. Okay. Dennis, then I couldn't be talking to you. My goodness.
Oh, that's true.
That's terrible.
But anyway, that's the kind of teenager I was. But if that was the worst thing I ever did, so that's not too bad. So
no, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, so I never took a menu, only potted plants, so okay. Whatever.
Very good.
Okay, well, I just want to say hello to you guys anyway. It's been a while, but if I don't call, it's because I can't, that I'm really busy, but I do listen. I always have the radio on, and I don't hear every word, but I do hear a lot of your show. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm still here.
All right.
But as soon as I settle down, things will get better.
Well, congratulations on the sale of your home and the purchase of your new one, and we love you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I love you, too. I'm getting really excited, so hopefully everything moves along really good. So, okay, you guys take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great day, Marianne.
Okay, hon. Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Marianne from Tempe. Marianne, how are you?
Oh, I'm like everyone else. I have these stupid allergies that don't want to go away, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
Yeah,
this wind is killing everybody.
I think so. I wanted to just let you know what I'm throwing back.
Okay.
I'm throwing back time tomorrow.
You are?
I am. It's my birthday.
Oh, very good. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I decided that that's what I want to throw back, and I'm going to be 39 again.
Great.
Well, I love it. 39. You know, that was a good time.
It was. It was a very good time in my life. So throwing it back, and I don't know if Dawn and Kim are listening, but if they are, I want to wish Dawn a very happy birthday because it's his birthday today.
Oh, okay.
Well, and
happy birthday, Dawn.
Yeah, he and I are born under the same sign, so we always celebrated when he celebrated his birthday because he was between Sandy and I.
Sandwiched between the two ladies.
Oh, yes. Anyway, everybody's pretty much taken my questions. Did anyone do the one on the empanada?
Ensalada.
Empanada.
No, ensalada.
Oh, enchilada.
No.
No, salada. Ensalada.
Ensalada.
Yeah.
Oh.
E-N-S-A-L-A-D-S. Ensalada.
Well, give me an easy one. You have anything really easy? I want to get in there twice.
Let's see here. Well, answer our survey question. Have you ever been to a restaurant and taken their menu?
Oh, I always take the I always ask for the takeout menus when I go to one. Okay. I like to collect the menus. I guess the one real one that I had was when I went to Hawaii, and I didn't take it. I actually asked for it, and that was at Mama's Fish Market. And we had gone there, and it's a wonderful place to go. If you ever go to Maui, you have to get over there to the fish market. Because
I've been to Maui. Diana hasn't. She's been to Oahu.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever go to the Maui side and drive over to Mama's Fish Market, it is just one of the best restaurants.
Is that in Lahaina?
It's not in Lahaina. No? Not sure. Where is the fish market at? I don't really know if it had a separate town or it was just seems like it was miles away, but that's because my son-in-law drove this long, long, windy road that took us forever to get there.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, they have fresh fish every day. I mean, it's just really fresh fish.
Yeah, they have those fishermen that go out every day and come back and bring all those people, all those restaurants, that nice fresh stuff. So, yeah,
located in KUAU Cove.
Okay,
how do you say that?
That sounds familiar. It's probably where it was at.
Kauai Cove. Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, if you ever take Diana to Hawaii, take her there.
Okay.
I won't be eating any fish.
Oh, I know you don't like fish, but they have a lot of other things that are just fantastic on their menu, and their desserts are to die for. I mean, it is just a fantastic place to go.
And what a view.
All right.
A very nice view, yes. You want to take pictures. Yeah. Lots of them.
All right.
Okay, do you have an easy one?
All right.
Oh, does that get me in twice?
That got you in twice.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I went in for that staycation. That's the one I really want in.
Okay. Well, you are in there, all right?
Thank you, and have a nice week.
Bye-bye. All right, Marianne, you too.
Bye. Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry, we have like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. And let's talk some food. We've still got 25 minutes left on the show today.
So. All right. Let's get through some of our business real quick. We have trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations. 480-661-6336.
336?
336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center.
All right, and that trivia is, what's a mixture of ground and diced ingredients mixed with eggs and mashed starchy vegetables, such as potatoes, that is coated in flour, eggs, and breadcrumbs, or nuts, and deep or shallow fried? Okay, and then what's an Italian round-shaped bread brushed with olive oil scented with rosemary? What's an Egyptian dip made with eggplant flesh, tahini, lemon juice, and garlic? And then my final one is, what's an ensalada? And it's a Spanish word. So what's an ensalada? All right, 480-668-3287. Give me a call and answer some of this trivia.
Or The Taste of Music, which is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs or special orders. 480-813-4610.
And The Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. All right, Gary, and play me some of that
music.
It's
a simple one.
Yep. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar.
All right, that is our Taste of Music. Somebody out there knows that one. Just give us a call.
480-668-3287. And then we have the recipe of the day, which is brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can always check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's A-L-E-X-O-N design.com. Or give them a call, 480-699-7796.
And how about the survey question of the day? Survey question of the day is, have you ever taken a menu home from a restaurant or lounge type place? Okay.
All right.
All right. And I mean, they're not just their take home menus. Just have you ever grabbed one of their menus and taken it home?
So. All right. And today's recipe is a super Italian chopped salad. You're going to take 3 cups of romaine. You can tear it or cut it however you like that. 1 can of garbanzo beans or chickpeas rinsed and drained, a jar of marinated artichoke hearts drained and chopped, 1 medium green pepper chopped, 2 medium tomatoes chopped, 1 can of sliced ripe olives drained, 5 slices of deli ham chopped, 5 thin slices of hard salami chopped, 5 slices of pepperoni chopped, 3 slices of provolone cheese chopped, and 2 green onions chopped, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, and 2 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese. And pepperoni or pepperoncinis are optional. So in a large bowl, combine the first 11 ingredients. For dressing, in a small bowl, whisk together the olive oil, the vinegar, salt, and pepper. Pour over the tossed salad and then toss to coat, sprinkle with the cheese, and top with pepperoncinis if desired. Very nice.
Very good.
All righty.
All right.
Nice summertime meal.
Okay, well, let's talk to Maggie from Mesa. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you two?
We're doing great.
Oh, good. I called to tell you about my sister. She would collect menus.
Yeah.
And she would take not the paper ones, but the very expensive leather ones when she'd go to the real nice restaurant.
Ooh.
I know. She only got a few of those, though.
Yeah, I don't ever make it to one of those places where they have the nice leather ones.
Oh, yes, you do. You told me about Binkley's.
Oh, well, Binkley's. Was that it?
So did you go?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, that's right. You did go.
I think I was the only one that went. I don't know if anybody else went either.
Well, that was a special occasion, though.
It sure was. It was a once-in-a-lifetime occasion for me.
Yeah.
But I like to do that once in a while.
But it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was. It was very different. I'll never forget it, that's for sure.
It's an experience you'll never forget.
Right. I mean, I've never seen food like that.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, too. Yes. You didn't want to eat it. It looked so good.
And it kept coming. You didn't order half of it, and it just kept coming more and more.
I just don't know how they're going to stay in business, but like you said, he's got more than one now, so he must be doing pretty good.
Oh, he's doing just fine.
Wow. Yeah, with the money he charges.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think it was worth it.
Yeah. So,
but I called to also get in the soup pot.
All right.
I'm not eligible, of course, for the other games.
Okay, well, you got in the soup pot by answering the survey question.
Okay.
But we can get you in there again if you want to try
one. Well, and then for today's drawing, do we still have tickets for
the
Home and Garden Show that's going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to draw 2 names today for the final 4 tickets of the for the home show this weekend.
Okay.
So we'll get you in for that, too. So tell me, what's an Italian round-shaped bread brushed with olive oil and scented with rosemary?
I don't know. Italian bread?
Yeah.
No, it's not pita. I think I know it. I can't think of the name of it. I don't know.
All right. Well, you're still in there once, okay?
Okay then.
All right.
And are you interested in going to the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Sure.
All right. We'll put you in that drawing.
Okay. We're supposed to get some money, so if we ever get it, we can we'll have some ideas what to spend it on.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
All right, Maggie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Joe from Gilbert, and then we'll talk to Teresa from Glendale, a first-time caller. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Okay.
All right. So, Joe, you ever gone to a restaurant and walked out with one of their menus?
No, never done that.
Never done that, huh?
No. I mean, if they would have one, like, you just grab, you know, to take home, and then you could call in your...
That's a different one.
I would never take a... the regular restaurant menu.
Okay.
You know, like a takeout menu.
Right. Yep.
Something like that.
All right. Did you want to answer one of our trivia questions today?
Yeah, and I was calling for the song of the day.
Okay.
Oh, the Taste of Music?
Taste of Music.
All right. Well, go ahead and tell me what you think it is.
It's Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
You got it. You're an automatic winner. We're going to send you a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll get that out to you today, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, then we're going to stick you in the other drawings also.
And, okay.
You able to go to the
home show this weekend over at the Arizona State Fairgrounds?
No, I got a busy weekend. I have my granddaughter making her communion. And then Saturday I have a Kentucky Derby party.
Oh, wow. Okay. How fun.
Well, then we'll stick you in for the Sunday brunch, okay, over at the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We will do that, Joe.
Do I have to give you my address?
I think...
I already got his phone number, so he should
Gary
be
Gary and we'll call you back and get your address.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Joe. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Joe.
Sir.
Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Teresa from Glendale. Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing well, except for my allergies.
Yeah. I think everybody's got those today.
The wind.
Yeah. So you're a first-time caller. How long have you been listening to the show?
About a week or so.
About a week or so?
Yeah. Right.
How'd you find us?
Through my fiance, Angelo Capella.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Well, perfect. Well, that makes you an automatic winner for being a first-time caller. We're going to send you out a gift certificate just for calling us.
Okay.
All right. So have you ever been into a restaurant and walked out with one of their menus?
Yes, I have. I have to be honest. Yes, I have.
All right. Hey. That's all right. You like their food so well, you wanted to take it home and remember what it was, right?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to try some trivia?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Tell me, what is an ensalada?
I don't know. A salad? I'm guessing. I don't know.
You are absolutely right.
It is.
Oh. That's the Spanish word for salad.
So that makes you you win twice.
Oh, that's great.
So you're going to get two gift certificates. So are you a big foodie?
Yes.
Yeah, like food? You like to cook?
Yes, I'm Italian. I do.
Oh, we have a lot of Italians that listen to us. I don't know why, but we do.
I like Italian.
Yeah.
Yep, it's good.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you listening to us and hope you continue to listen, okay?
Oh, I will.
And then Garion's going to give you a call back and get all your information so we can send out your gift certificates.
Oh, thank you very much. You have a great day.
All right, Teresa, you too.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Ah, nuts!
I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ASE.org and get our free PowerSmart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call, and let's talk some food.
Let's talk some food. I just want to remind everybody about the Home and Landscape Show at Maricopa County. It's May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for Arizona State at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. You can check it out online at mchomeshows.com. But we want you to go by there. If you're going to be there, we want you to go by and say hi to Paul. He's going to have three booths set up. That's going to be at Arizona Taste of the Good Life. And they'll be offering for purchase Berge's Coffee, Scottsdale Olive Oil, and we're providing some bread for the olive oil tasting. So all kinds of good stuff over there. Go say hi to Paul and his crew over there and purchase some of that olive oil and some of Berge's Coffee there. I'm sure you're going to get some smoking deals, and it's going for a great, great cause.
Yes, it is. All right, a little bit more back on the throwback. You know what I notice about most of these menus that I have, the old ones? That almost on every one of them, they have liver and onions. You know?
How much was it?
$3.
$3 for liver and onions? Yeah. I do see a little thing for Olympia beer.
Yeah.
My dad drank Olympia beer, and he'd put a little salt on the top of it, you know, so it would foam. And I remember that smell even. That's pretty funny.
That breaded veal cutlet and sautéed chicken livers are on a lot of these.
Does it show how much their beer is?
And no, it does not. But it's got a filet mignon 10 ounce for $5.50 and a 14 ounce for $6.50. Wow. And your desserts were 45 cents.
Wow. Wow.
Milk was 25 cents. Iced tea was 25. Yeah. Coffee was 20 cents.
So. Incredible. What's some great, great nostalgia.
Yeah.
Love all of that.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, tomorrow we have our friends coming in from
El Zocalo.
El Zocalo.
Right. And their other restaurants. Mm-hmm.
And Mexico and the burrito place downtown. And, yeah, five different places, five different names.
So we'll be getting all that information for you tomorrow. We'll be talking with them.
Yep.
And so that'll be really nice. Are they going to be with us for the whole 2 hours?
We'll see.
Okay.
I know they'll be here for the first hour.
Okay.
So I don't know if they'll be here for the second, but they'll be here for the first one.
Because we'll have lots to talk about. And then you'll be at the Home and Garden Show getting things ready with Paul on, or with James on
Yeah, me and James
morning.
Got to go bright and early tomorrow morning, get our stuff set up for them so that they have their displays and have their bread. And so we'll be able to spend a few minutes over there and then run back over here.
That's right. It'll be a lot of fun doing a bunch of cake displays and different things for the bakery too.
Yep.
So that'll be really nice. So go by and say hello to everyone over there.
That's right. Go out and have some fun.
Yeah, show your support, Maricopa County.
Yep, we have four tickets to give away today, so we'll be drawing two different names for two tickets each.
So you still have time to get in that drawing.
That's right. And then what do we got a few people coming in next week. We've got Chip from Fusion Burrito.
Mm-hmm. He'll be here on Tuesday.
So looking forward to that. And I don't know who else we got. We got other things happening too. So
all right. So give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. Let's talk to Holly right now. Holly, how are you?
Oh, I'm just down the street at the 99-cent only store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got me some stuff there, and they carry wine.
Wine?
At the 99-cent store?
At the 99-cent store, but it's not 99 cents. It's $2.99. They have some Sauvignon. They have some white wine. They have some dry wine, you know, for cooking.
Hey, are you on your way to Millie's, too?
Huh?
Are you still on your way to Millie's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe you might have got lost.
No. I stopped at the 99 cent store, got some stuff there, stopped off at Sam's Club, and got me a free membership because they sent me a thing for a free membership.
That's nice.
So, yeah, I've just been, like, hitting places as I'm going.
All right. Well, it was nice to see you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast was excellent. I had the three eggs, toast, and oh, my gosh, the reindeer sausage.
Oh, you got the good one.
So good.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it. And since you guys are reminiscing, I remember back in the day when you could get scrambled eggs, your choice of bacon or sausage, home fries, toast, and coffee for 99 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
No, I still remember when you were able to get the Grand Slam at Denny's for like $1.75 or something like that.
Yeah. But, well, these are, you know, since you were talking about Vegas, that's what they would have breakfast for.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Vegas
99
was,
cents.
Yeah, Vegas used to be a great place to get some great food at a cheap price. I mean, you could go over mm-hmm. there and get steak and lobster or steak and crab and, you know, $6-$7 mm-hmm. and yeah, those mm-hmm. days are gone. They don't give away the food like they used to. But
no, they haven't. But food has gone up so much, so that's
well, it's that
part
and,
of the reason why.
Yeah, and you've got all these celebrity chefs opening up places over there now, and so it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot different than it used to be.
Oh yeah. And then when I came from Yuma, they had they also had a casino just across the Colorado River, and their breakfast was 99 cents.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if it still is or not, because I haven't been back to that casino since 2000. So, but back in 2000, it was still 99 cents, but I don't know what it is now.
So the Colorado River runs through Yuma?
Yeah, yes it does.
I did not know that.
Yes it does. It borders California and then Yuma. And if you just cross over the bridge, you're in California. And it runs right there along the California border and Yuma, Arizona.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, I learned something today.
And have I taken a menu? Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have.
But I'm like the other callers, though. I like to collect the napkins because back in the day, they used to have the napkins specially made with their name and address and phone number and whatnot on the napkins. So when I used to go to different places and eat, I would put those in my scrapbook.
Right.
And then I would collect, and then I'd collect matches too, because it would have the name of the restaurant and stuff like that when I collected the matches. But yes, I have taken a...
You have done it. You're guilty.
Okay. I have. I'm guilty as charged. I'm confessing.
All right. Well, good enough. All right, Holly. Well, thanks for stopping by today, and thanks for calling in.
It was good to see you.
Yeah. And we're going to stick you in the drawings for today and for the tickets to the home show. And then we'll also stick you in for the ones for the end of the week, okay?
Okay. Do I need to answer a trivia to get in there twice?
Okay, sure. You got one that you want to answer?
No, I haven't. I've been running around too much, so I haven't had the opportunity to really listen.
All right. What's an Italian round-shaped bread brushed with olive oil and scented with rosemary?
Oh, my gosh. I should know that.
You should.
I should know that. I should know that, but I don't. So you can save it for another day.
All right. I will do that then. All right, Holly. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Oh, thank you. You guys, too.
All right. All right. Talk to you soon.
All righty. All right. Bye. Bye. Take care.
Okay. Bye. All right. 480. Actually, no, it doesn't even matter at this point.
Well, you could call, but we can't talk to you because we've only got 2 minutes. So.
That's right. So, anyway.
So I just want to remind everybody, the home show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go over there, home and landscape, right over at the fairgrounds, right off of McDowell. So go check them out.
Right, and don't forget about our friends over at Millie's Cafe.
Hi, Millie.
Shout out to you over
Jacob,
there.
Jacob, how are you?
And see them over at the 1616
East Main Street. That's Millie's Cafe for Puerto Rican cuisine. Give them a call if you'd like to place your order ahead of time, 480-223-8217.
And you got to go check out their food. If you haven't checked out their food, you are missing the best Puerto Rican cuisine in the state.
You might have to go get me some for lunch.
Yeah, they are just fantastic over there. So, go over there, check them out, tell them you heard about them from us, and they'll make your day.
Yeah, they're all wonderful. Right?
They are. They're great people.
And the food is fabulous, so go check it out.
So.
And then don't forget about Bear Necessities. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road for Bear Necessity, waxspa.com. You can check them out online, and great massages. Give them a call, 480-290-5576.
All right. And also Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. They've been a big help to us throughout the last year.
I want to thank them so much for all that they do for us. Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. You can check them out, thescottsdaleresort.com at 7700 East McCormick Parkway.
There you go. All right. It's that time of day. We want to tell each and every one of you, thank you for listening today. It's been great having you here. Lots of calls. Gary, great job today. Diana, thanks for being my partner here and in life. Everybody remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.